In 1995, Donald Trump and his siblings began to take ownership of most of their father's real estate empire while avoiding hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. They did so by creating two grantor-retained annuity trusts, also known as GRATs, one for dad and one for mom. Taxes are paid based on the final value of the GRAT, and this gave the Trumps every incentive to lowball the value of the assets. That's exactly what they did. Take, for instance, the Fontainebleau Apartments. In 1982, the Trumps valued the 164-unit complex at $15.3 million. But for the purposes of the GRAT, they said it was worth just $2.9 million. They then broke up the ownership of the apartments, giving almost half to Mary Trump, Fred Trump's wife. This allowed them to tell the IRS that Fred Trump, who had exercised iron-fisted control over every brick of his empire for 70 years, was a minority owner with no real say over his buildings. This reduced the value of the empire by an additional 45%, which dropped the Fontainebleau's value to just $1.6 million. Using the same aggressive techniques, the Trumps transferred nearly all of Fred Trump's real estate holdings into the GRATs, including several shopping centers and more than 6,500 apartment units. The siblings bought the assets with money from their father's businesses, and mom and dad gave them the rest. When the GRAT transfer was completed in 1997, the Trumps claimed that those 6,500 apartments were worth just $41 million. 8 years later, the same properties sold for more than $670 million, meaning the Trumps avoided paying hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes.